Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 12th of June, 2009. It's the birthday of Bridget Brophy, born London, 1929, wrote a book when she was just 24 called Hackenfeller's Ape, about a zoologist who becomes attached to the apes he's supposed to observe objectively. She wrote many more novels, The King of a Rainy Country, Palace Without Chairs, and then, even though sick in bed with MS, campaigned for the rights of women and animals and prisoners. Bridget Brophy, who said, "Whenever people say we mustn't be sentimental, you can take it they're about to do something cruel. And if they add we must be realistic, they mean they're going to make money out of it." It's the birthday of the woman who wrote Heidi. Johanna Spyri, born in Herzl, Switzerland, in 1827, wrote many stories and novels for children, but best known for Heidi. Heidi, a plucky young orphan who goes to live with her stern grandfather in the Alps, where she drinks goat milk and sleeps in a hayloft and becomes friends with the goat herd, Peter. It's the birthday of Rona Jaffe, born in Brooklyn, 1931, who wrote best-selling novels about single women in the working world before that was a popular topic. Her books including The Best of Everything, Mr. Right is Dead, and The Road Taken, and created the Rona Jaffe Foundation, which gives prize money every year to support promising young female writers. It's the birthday of Anne Frank, born in Frankfurt, Germany, 1929. It was on this day in 1942, on her 13th birthday, she received a red and white plaid journal from her father, and she began keeping her diary. A few weeks after her birthday, her older sister, Margot, got a notice to report to a Jewish work camp, and so the Franks went into hiding in an annex in Amsterdam above Mr. Frank's office. They hid there with four other people, lived together for 2 years. A friend of the family, Miep Gies, brought them food and supplies. Anne wrote down everything in her diary, wrote about her fear, wrote about injustice in the world, wrote about missing the outdoors and sunshine, and also about wanting privacy and getting mad at her mother and her crush on Peter, the teenage boy who lived there with them. In August of 1944, somebody tipped off the Nazis, and they raided the apartment and sent everyone to concentration camps. A few hours later, Miep Gies, who was Dutch, came to the annex and found Anne's diary, which she saved. Of the eight persons who had lived together in the annex, only the father, Otto Frank, survived. He returned to Amsterdam. Miep gave him Anne's diary. It was published in Germany in 1947 and in 1952 in this country as Anne Frank, The Diary of a Young Girl. It sold more than 25 million copies. A diary in which she wrote, "It's an odd idea for someone like me to keep a diary, not only because I have never done so before, but because it seems to me that neither I, nor for that matter, anyone else, will be interested in the unbosomings of a 13-year-old schoolgirl." Here's a poem for today by Leslie Mansour, 50s music. While women sip their daiquiris by the pool and men blow smoke into the jacarandas, the radio plays Fly Me to the Moon. A child nearby, on finding a dead bee, conducts its funeral in petunia beds as ants are trying to amputate a wing. But even though the bee seems dead, it stings her fiercely on the palm and dies again. She studies her small hand in disbelief. Some fathers offer ice cubes from their highballs. The station plays Volare, and the bee swings up to heaven on its single wing. 50s music, Leslie Mansour, from The Alarming Beauty of the Sky, published by Red Hand Press and used by permission on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.